Take your Bible tonight, if you will, please. I want you to turn to Genesis chapter number 26. Genesis chapter 26. Once you arrive there, if you would, find verse number 15. Genesis 26. Find verse number 15. This morning I announced the title of my sermon. I'm calling it Keep Moving Forward. Keep Moving Forward. Genesis chapter 26, verse number 15. Stand with me, if you will, please. We're going to read a portion of a handful of verses and one whole verse. Starting with verse 15, it says, "For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham." Now, go down to verse 18. I'll read this entire verse. It says, "And Isaac digged again the wells of water, and they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them." Look at verse 19. "And Isaac's servants digged in the valley." Now go down to verse number 21. It says, "And they digged another well." Now go down to verse 22. It says, "And he removed from thence and digged another well." I'm going to pray for us, and then we'll get started. Father, bless us tonight. Help us to accomplish something good. For all of us, Father, may we learn to continue moving forward, even if we're in a valley in life. Bless us now with thy supernatural presence, please, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you notice there, six different times in those verses, God mentions the word digged, digged, digged. When I was looking at this and realizing how I would use this passage of Scripture to help us, I got to thinking about when I was in high school. I played a little bit of football, and our coach, when we were out on the football field, when he would want us to move forward, he didn't always say move forward. He used a word. He'd say dig. And so I would hear that whistle blow, and when he wanted that line moving forward, he'd say, "Dig, dig, dig, boys, dig." And that was meaning move forward, go forward, don't stop, move forward. Now, that is not necessarily the word here in the total definition of the word, but in a moment you'll see why I give that illustration. When I hear someone talking about digging in, and you've heard someone say you need to dig in, and I'm not talking about with your dessert, Brother Nofsinger. I'm talking about when you're digging into a challenge in life, you understand that digging in means pushing forward and making something happen. If you were listening when we were reading there in Genesis chapter number 26, you heard a story. Let me tell you a little bit about it. That story takes place in a valley. Many years prior in that valley, the servants of Abraham had gone in and they had dug some wells. The Philistines had come and followed them and filled those wells up with dirt, and the wells dried up. Some years later, Isaac moved into that valley and was dwelling there for a time, not forever, but dwelling there. And God is blessing Isaac in that valley. And the Bible says that they were being blessed a hundredfold as they were dwelling in that valley. And Isaac's servants dug in that valley to open up the wells that had been filled with dirt. But what took place is Isaac's servants knew that they had to keep striving and moving forward if they were going to succeed, if they were going to be blessed. They were in a valley. They had to keep working at receiving that blessing. So here they are in the valley, and they didn't have anything to drink, and they knew that there had to be water out there somewhere. So they, if you heard it, they digged here, and then they digged there, and they digged a little bit more. And as a result of it, they found their wells, and they were able to get their water, and they were blessed. Isaac was living in that valley. Now, in life, we often, when we go through difficulties, when we go through hard times, we compare them to valleys. And sometimes you say, you know, I'm going through a difficult time. I'm in a valley in life. A valley pictures a rough time. A valley pictures a time maybe when we're down a little bit, or maybe a valley is when we are burdensome. Well, let me tell you this. They were in the valley. Isaac's people were in the valley. It was a valley because they didn't have ample water, but they needed water. So while in that valley, you know what they did? They kept digging and they kept digging and they kept digging. You say, what do you mean? They were moving forward. They were not letting the absence of what they need stop them from getting what they need. They just kept moving forward. They kept moving forward in that valley. The wells that they found eventually were a tremendous blessing, but the wells were a result of them moving forward in that valley. The well meant strength to their weary souls, but they had to keep moving forward in the valley to find the well. The well that they found meant refreshment to them, but they would have never found the refreshment if they had not kept moving forward in the valley. They reached a valley, and they could have just said, oh, I'm in a valley, and this valley's going to be bad, and it's going to be tough, and I'm just going to think about how bad and how tough and how hard it is. That's not what they did. They said, we're in the valley, but guys, we got to keep moving. We got to keep going forward. We're never going to find the water that we need. We're never going to find the refreshment that we need. We're never going to find the strength that we need from that water unless we keep moving forward. That well meant life. But they had to keep moving forward to get that life. That well meant encouragement to them. But if they stopped while they were in the valley and they didn't move forward, they would not find the well. And if they didn't find the well, they wouldn't have life. They wouldn't have blessing. They wouldn't have refreshment. Hey, the well meant some satisfaction in their life. But to get that satisfaction, they were in a valley, but they had to keep moving in that valley. You know what? They went over here and they dug for a little while. Maybe they didn't find a well, and they went over here and they dug for a little while. Finally, they found the well. And then they found another well. How'd they do it? They didn't do it by sitting in the valley and mourning. They did it by saying, we have to find the well. And we're going to keep moving even though we're in a dry valley. Actually, it wasn't just one well that they found, but it was many. So you know, the valley pictures the difficult times of life, and the water is the refreshment and the blessing of life. Hey, Jesus is compared to water. He's a refreshing water. Now, I want you to know, the mountaintops of life are not the only places that you can find blessing. Some people say, I'm on the mountaintop. Well, there are blessings on the mountaintops. But I hate to tell us, and I think every adult in here knows this already, you don't get to live on the mountaintop. You don't get to live on the mountaintop. Everybody wants to be on the mountaintop, and thank God when you're on the mountaintop, enjoy being on the mountaintop. Because if you've been around very long, this is bad English, but good preaching, you ain't staying long. Because you'll be coming down off that mountaintop. Your finances won't always be good. Your health won't always be good. Your relationships won't always be good. Your kids won't ever be good. I mean, always be good. Your work situation won't always be good. Your marriage won't always be good. But folks, there are blessings in the valley of life, but you must keep moving to find them. Do you see the correlation? They had gone into a valley. There were blessings there. But to get to the blessings, they had to keep moving through the valley. If they would have gone to the valley and just stood there and did nothing, they would have been miserable. There would have been no refreshment. Eventually, they would have sat there and died. They would have withered up. So, hey, when you and I, when we're being blessed, that's a wonderful thing. You say, I think, well, I'll just keep on going. I'm being blessed. It's happy right now, and everything's going my way right now. Could I encourage you that you keep moving forward when everything's not going your way and when you don't feel like you have everything that you need? Hey, when life gets tough, Christian, keep moving through the valley. Don't stand in the valley and let the valley suck the life out of you. Keep moving in the valley. Some, I think, miss the blessings that are available in the valleys of life. Folks, don't just endure the valley. Keep moving in the valley. Don't just survive the valleys of life. Keep moving in the valley. Don't just tolerate the valleys of life. Keep moving in the valleys. There are blessings in your valley. But you know what they did? They moved over here and they dug, and then they moved over here and they dug, and they moved over here and they dug. Six times in about six verses, they were digging and digging and digging and digging. I'm reminded of my coach. When he wanted our line to go forward, I'd hear him blow that whistle and he'd say, "Dig, dig, dig, make it happen." You know what he's saying? Move forward. You say, "But there's opposition." Yes, there is. But you got to keep moving forward. Let me very simply apply the thought. Keep moving forward. First of all, keep moving forward even when you're in the valley. And I'm going to promise you something. You can get closer to God in the valley. Keep moving and moving forward in the valley and get closer to God because you're moving in the valley. Listen, Psalm 23 verse number 4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." In the valley, I'm moving through the valley. Who did I discover in the valley with me? "For thou, God, art with me." The Bible says in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse number 1, "I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the..." The lily in the valley. He said, "I'm in the valley. It's morbid. It's dark. That's all that's there. I'm sorry. Jesus is there." And keep moving as you go through the valley. Hey, listen, it is often in the valleys of life where we meet God in a special way. Hey, it's often in the heartaches and the burdens of life that God becomes more real to us. I don't know what heartache you have faced. I don't know what hit your heart has taken lately. But let me tell you something. Sometimes when we feel like we're in the valley, we reach out to God and He comes to us in a supernatural way. And you say, "Wow, that I just know God just helped me. No, God just moved into my life to get me through this." Move forward in your valley. Look for God's presence in the valley. Dig here, dig there. Keep moving, keep moving. Listen, keep moving forward in the valley, and the Holy Spirit's guidance will get you through the valley, and you'll find the refreshment that the valley can provide. Folks, there's not refreshment just on the mountaintop. There's refreshment in the valley. Do you know where the most fertile soil is? It's not on the mountaintop. It's in the valley. Now, I don't wish upon anybody here that you go to the valley. But let me tell you something. While you're there, there's some wonderful things in the valley. But you don't find them by going to the valley, standing there, and saying, "I'm in the valley." No, you keep moving. You keep moving like they did. They found what they needed in the valley. It got them through the valley. So number one, keep moving in the valley because in the valley you can draw closer to God. Number two, keep moving in the valley as to be more productive for Him. Keep moving in the valley because if you will, you'll find yourself being productive for God. Let me read a passage of Scripture to you. In 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse number 13, it says, "And they of Bethshemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it." Let me explain this. The Scripture reference is in the days of Samuel. The Ark of the Covenant had been stolen, and it was a very sad time. It was a time of in the valley for these people. The Ark of the Covenant was gone. It is now being returned, and they are rejoicing. And notice it says they were reaping a wonderful harvest in the valley. In the valley. They were moving forward in the valley and a harvest was coming forth in the valley. Isn't that an amazing thing? Somehow we sometimes get to thinking it's only on the mountaintop that you get to reap. Oh no, according to this, you can reap in the valley. Some of the most fertile soil in the world is
in the valley. Sometimes that's where the moisture is available, in the valley. You know, sometimes, folks, when we're in a valley, we can be more productive for God in a valley than sometimes we are productive for God on the mountaintop. Do you know where David defeated Goliath? It was in the valley of Elah. In the valley. When you look at that, you say, oh, I like that victory of David. Where did it happen? In a valley. Now, David didn't wake up that day and say, woo, this is a great day. Everything is going smooth. I mean, it's as good as it could be in my life and with my family. No, they were in a battle. They were outnumbered. They were fighting the Philistines. The kids had all been sent off to battle, and David had left home, and he got there, and it was valley time. But in the valley, David defeated Goliath, and in your valley, you can have victories. Hey, we can be productive for God in the valley. I wonder if we don't go through some valleys because God knows there's more production in the valley than on the mountaintop. When I was an assistant pastor straight out of Bible college, my church went through a couple of attacks, and I mean, just the devil all over us. I watched our pastor right in the middle of this major, major attack. He said, I've decided we're going to have the biggest day in the history of our church. And I'm thinking, we're in a battle. But you know what? We had the biggest day in the history of our church right in the middle of the valley. And you know what happened? It virtually brought us out of the valley. Seeking the victory in the valley brought us out of the valley. And so, I say to you, the sermon title is Keep Moving Forward. Keep moving forward, Christian. It'll get you closer to God. If you're in a valley, keep moving. Hey, Christian, keep moving forward in the valley. It could create a productivity in your life. God's looking for you to use the valley to catapult you to more wonderful things in your service for Him. And let me get a little more practical. Thirdly, keep moving forward in the valley so you don't fall behind. So you do not fall behind. This is a real practical application. Folks, when hard times come, you don't have to fall behind on everything. I've watched people face hard times and they begin to lose it emotionally, so they stop paying their bills. And you do understand that'll come around and bite you later on. Keep your responsibilities up during the hard times. It may be harder to achieve in the valley, but you can still achieve. It may be harder to be productive in the valley, but you can still be productive. It may be hard to go forward in the valley, but go forward in the valley. Look, when my coach said, dig, 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 he wasn't saying dig, dig, dig when there were no opponents on the other side of the line of scrimmage trying to stop us. He did not have to say that. When there was nobody there to stop us, he didn't have to yell at us, dig in and make it happen. He yelled, dig, 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 when there was a 280-pound linebacker coming at you, ready to smear you on the field. And then he said, fire you, I dig, bud, or you're going down. Folks, in the valley, if you don't keep moving forward, you will fall behind, and in essence, you'll make your valley worse. You'll make your valley worse. I know a woman whose husband ran off and left her. Not at this church, and years ago, she came and she said, preacher, what do I do? I said, you get up tomorrow morning and you go to work and you pay the bills and you clean the house. I said, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't keep moving forward, you won't be able to pay your bills. You'll hate going home because you'll have laundry everywhere. If you just sit and mourn your valley, you will self-destruct. I said, keep moving in the valley. You might not move as fast. You might not get as far, but don't stop. Move in the valley. Folks, I've been through a lot of hardships, and you all have. But let me tell you from a preacher's standpoint, I know what it feels to have what you feel like all hell and the demons of hell coming against you. I know how it feels to realize Satan wants to destroy you. I have been attacked in ways that I couldn't describe to you. I couldn't move as fast in the valley as I could move on the mountaintop. But you know what? I kept moving forward in the valley. There are times I crawled, but I kept moving. Don't stop in the valley. Keep moving forward in the valley. Don't just suffer in the valley. Try to keep things going. Don't let your broken heart totally destroy your schedule in life. Don't let your pain stop you from doing some things that just need to be done. Moving forward in the valley will keep your mind busy, keep you on track, keep you from getting further behind, which could intensify the depression that can come in the valley. Keep moving. Keep moving. You've heard the old saying, the idle time is the devil's playground. Hey, when you're in the valley, and what you got to do? You keep moving. It'll help steady you. Your schedule, keeping your schedule, will help you to achieve and succeed. And you say, well, I'm in the valley, I'm going to fall behind. You may fall behind a little in the valley, but you don't have to fall all the way behind. Minimize how much you fall behind in the valley by making sure you keep moving forward in the valley. So I said, number one, keep moving in the valley and you'll find yourself getting closer to God. I said, number two, keep moving in the valley and you'll find yourself being productive for Him, and in some cases, more productive for Him. Thirdly, keep moving in the valley and keep moving forward so you don't fall behind in the valley. Number four, keep moving forward in the valley because you will face another valley someday. Keep moving forward in the valley because you'll face another valley someday. You know, the Bible makes it very, very clear. There is not a valley of life. There are valleys, plural, in life. Life has many valleys. Children, right now, you may not be facing burdens, major heartaches or hits, but you will someday. Teenagers, you'll face valleys. But wait a minute. Teenager, you may face a valley while you're a teenager, and you need to learn to make it through that valley with some dignity and keep your Christianity intact. You say, why? Because when you leave high school and you leave your teenage years and you enter the young adult arena, you will face valleys as a young adult. And to every young adult here, those of you that are out of high school now, you're single and you're no longer a kid or no longer a teenager. Let me tell you something. You are going to face valleys as a young single adult. You need to make it through that valley. Keep moving through that valley. Don't stop in that valley. Don't let that valley destroy you. You say, why, preacher? Because you're yet going to face another valley someday. You're going to become a young married couple, and young married couples face valleys, and young married couples need to make it through those valleys. Why? Because there's coming a day when your kids will not be little kids, and they'll become teenagers, and you'll be in the valley of a lifetime. And you'll need to make it through that valley, and then there'll come a day when your kids will grow up and go get married, and you'll go into the arena where you're an empty nester, and you'll find a valley. A lot of people destroy themselves when their kids grow up and they're out of high school and they've lost track of their marriage and lost track of how special it's supposed to be. They grew apart while they were raising kids. The kids are gone and now they're apart. You better face that. You better fix that in that valley, because there's coming a day when you're going to hit your senior years. And you know what happens in your senior years? You face another valley. Let every valley prepare you for the next. You know, our whole goal is to dig, keep moving, move in the valley. I'm not trying to be unkind. I'm not trying to show a lack of sensitivity. I'm trying to tell you something that I know 100% sure the Bible teaches. When the valley comes, you've got to keep moving in the valley. You'll fall behind. That valley will eat you up if you don't keep moving. You may not run as fast as what you ran on the mountaintop, but you better be moving in the valley. Go forward in the valley. because there will be another valley in the future. Let me say number five, keep moving forward in such a way that others will admire the way you came through the valley. I recommend that you move forward in such a way that others will admire how you came through your valley. In the story that I read earlier from Genesis 26, the Bible tells us that when Isaac's people found the wells, the other people in the land said, "Wow, we would like to get in on that blessing." In other words, the other people wanted water. Isaac's people, because they kept moving, got the water. Now the other people are admiring God's people for moving while they're in the valley. They said, "Wow, you accomplished something there. We'd like to be a part of that." Now listen, folks. When Christians go through valleys, we're to behave differently than the way lost people behave when they go through valleys. We're not hopeless. We don't quit in the valley. We don't go get drunk and get high in the valley. We have something better to bring us through. Listen, Christian, don't become backslidden in the valley. Keep moving toward Jesus in the valley. Don't become bitter in the valley. Keep moving toward Jesus in the valley. Don't become angry with God and people in the valley. Keep moving toward Jesus in the valley. Don't become useless in the valley. Keep moving for Jesus in the valley. Don't become cynical in the valley. Keep moving forward for Jesus in the valley. Don't become critical in the valley. Keep moving forward for Jesus in the valley. Folks, we're not to get worse in the valley. We're to get better in the valley. The lost world, who have no Holy Spirit, who have no Bible, they get worse in the valley. Christians get better in the valley. Don't become hateful in the valley. Keep moving forward for Jesus in the valley. Don't become vengeful in the valley. Keep moving forward for Jesus in the valley. Don't become useless in the valley. Keep moving forward in the valley. Move forward in your valley with a good attitude. Move forward with faith in God. Move forward with victory on the horizon. Move forward with joy mingled with your tears. Move forward with love in your heart during the valley. Crawl if you have to. But don't quit on God. Keep your eye on the prize. Thank God that when Jesus went through the valley of the crucifixion, I think the devil said, "Look, we got him. He's in the grave. He's dead." I got news for you. He's still moving. He's still moving. And there was a victory on the horizon. And those back then that said, "He's down, he's out, we've got him, we're burying him, he's in the grave." You know, Jesus was alive and well in hell, doctoring things up, fixing what needed to be fixed. He was always on the move. He had his eye on the prize. See, Jesus kept moving when he went in to the valley of death for you and I. What did we get out of that? Well, eternal life. Hey, let me ask you something. Was there blessing in the valley for you because of Jesus' death? Mm-hmm. Wow. What supernatural blessing in the valley of a crucifixion. What supernatural blessing in the valley of a death. And there came a resurrection. I'm glad Jesus, they didn't put him in the grave and he said, "It's over. I give up. I can't do anymore." That wasn't Jesus at all. And we sing the song, "Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes." When I seen it, 6 times they digged. They digged. They digged. They digged. They kept digging. And a blessing came forth out of the valley. If you face a heartache, I'd recommend this. Keep moving forward in the valley. Even if you crawl, keep moving. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I hope you have been challenged tonight. I hope you've thought through this. There are a variety of burdens. There are a variety of heartaches that we face within this congregation. I don't wish upon anybody the heartache. I don't wish upon anybody the burden or the challenge. But let me tell you something. Every one of you that face illnesses and issues like that, you listen to your preacher. Keep moving. Keep moving forward. You have suffered loss, financial loss, loss of loved ones, loss of relationships, loss of certain dreams and goals. Let me tell you what you do. Keep moving. Even if you got to crawl, keep moving forward. Push forward. Even if it's just a little, keep your eye on the prize. And I promise you, you will find the well of refreshment. And you will find success if you just keep moving. Hey, you don't have to live in the valley. You're coming out. But don't fall behind while you're in the valley. Who here tonight would say, "God has spoken to my heart. God has spoken to my heart in this service tonight"? Would you let God see your hand? God bless you. You can put your hands down. We're going to have an altar call. If you need a moment at this altar, you feel free to come. The pianist will begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Do you need a moment at the altar? Maybe you need to come and say, "You know, I need to dig a little more during the valley. I need to move forward a little bit. I need to push myself. I need to try again. I need to work at this thing." You had to walk your way through a valley. Let me tell you something. If you get in the valley and you get all burdened down to the point where you're not moving, you just keep yourself in the valley longer. Keep moving. Believe it or not, I think the Bible teaches you work your way out of the valley. Keep moving forward. Keep succeeding. Keep witnessing. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Stay in your Bible. Keep praying. Whatever you do, don't stop coming to church. Don't stop serving God. I believe some of the greatest and the most powerful revivals in history came when some people were in valleys. And God looked down and said, "Boy, they just keep coming toward me. I will refresh them." I have watched churches go through major, major hits, but God come along and put His stamp of approval and said, "Watch what I do. They've gone through a valley. I'll let the world see a mountaintop on as a part of getting them out of the valley." Genesis 26:19, it says, "And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water." This is the last time through the song and we'll be on our way. Everybody look this way for a moment. I remember my pastor saying he had gone to a church and there was a pastor there and that pastor's heart was devastated and broken. And that pastor said to my preacher, he said, "Preacher, we just found out the other day that our daughter is pregnant out of wedlock, and we are so embarrassed and so devastated. What are we going to do?" And this is the advice my pastor gave that man. He said, "You're going to get up tomorrow morning, and you're going to go to work. You're going to work all day. You're going to come home and have supper and spend some time with your family, and you're going to go to bed. You're going to get up on Tuesday morning, and you're going to go to work. You're going to work all day. You're going to come home and have supper with your family, and you're going to go to bed." And he said, "Every day you're going to get up. You're going to put one foot in front of another. You just keep moving." My pastor said, about 3 years later, he was preaching for that preacher again. He said they were on their way from the airport, and the pastor said, "Pray for us. We just found out we have a second daughter pregnant out of wedlock." And my pastor said, "Oh my, what are you going to do?" And the pastor said, "Tomorrow morning we're going to get up and we're going to work. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to have a meal with my family. Go to bed tomorrow night, and I'm going to get up on Tuesday morning." Folks, listen. What else can we do? What else can you do? When you can't change it, what do? I'll tell you what you do. You get up tomorrow morning and you face another day. And you do your best. But whatever you do, if you're getting shot at, it's a dangerous thing in the middle of a field to just stop to see what's shooting at you. If I were you, I'd be heading for somewhere. You set yourself up. It's harder to hit a moving target. You understand what I'm saying? If you're moving and the devil's shooting at you, move toward Jesus. Far harder to hit you. If somebody's shooting at you, don't stop and say, "Nah, nah, 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 nah." That's when they'll take you out. Keep moving, and you'll get through it.